Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio. Good morning to our Blog Talk Radio listeners. We are so excited about today because today is the day that the Lord has made, and we are going to rejoice and be glad in it. And I wish I had a whole lot of hearts going. Plop, plop, plop. There we go, Chris. Got a whole lot of hearts.
Where's the hearts, familia? Where's the hearts?
Because it's so great. God is so good. Good morning, Fairy D. Robinson, daughter of the Most High God. We want to say good morning to the 76013 this morning and the 11421. Good morning, New York City. Okay. Can y'all believe I was about to say New York, Texas? What? It's no such thing, America. But the Holy Ghost helped me out. Okay. He called me and was like, girl, don't play. It's not no Texas. And it might be. I don't know. So welcome, good morning, to the New York, Texas people. Yes, it is. Yes. So, y'all help us out today. But we're so excited. That's why we're wearing this shirt. Don't judge me. And Laura Kelly, can you stand up and do the back, girl?
Yes.
Because you know why? Because Jesus is still on the throne, America. Yes. Jesus. So thank God for Jesus, okay? Because we be going through some stuff over here. Trying to get ready, you know? Can y'all imagine when you get already, when you got to get up? And you're, it's like getting up and getting ready for work. Yeah, because I just now noticed on Laura's screen that I don't even have no earrings on today, okay? But it's okay, America. Good morning, Rhonda.
And I have her coffee cup.
Yeah, she got the Marlo cup, and I just got in a cup with my tea in it, okay? But it's all good. Laura is over out of control. Good morning, Brother Jeffrey Hassel on the Edward Sawarski page. Yes, Rhonda, thank you so much for your love. I tell you, she has been pillaring me, well, for life, because that's my double DNA sister. But in this dimension of life, she's really my alma bearer. She's just been doing such great things and helping me and motivating me and pillaring me and texting me. And I'm just telling you, we thank God. Good morning, America. We are so excited that our very own pastor, Betty Burns, is in the house. Yes. Good morning, Pastor Betty. A beautiful woman of the Most High God. Woo! Yes. On fire for Jesus.
Yes.
Yes. So listen, since Pastor Betty came in, got to tell y'all a little bit about it. She just took us there with the New Wine Empowerment
on Friday.
So if you guys are missing the New Wine on the first Fridays of every month,
you're missing out.
You got to get to the mansion on Park Row. Because this is, I'm telling you, revelation knowledge. This is the season that we got to become awakened. Y'all know Edward. He loves the food.
Yes.
So I love that he loves the food because you know what? We have to get fed. So it's a double portion because we're getting fed spiritually and physically.
Yes. Right, hey, that's what drew me to church. And look at me now.
So we just thank God for it. But we really want to really blow a wind on that because I'm telling you, you know, you will never be the same. In Jesus' name. You know, and it's such a time.
God never leave us where he finds us.
He doesn't. Yes. He doesn't. You know, and it's such a time. You have to get in atmospheres that are conclusive to change.
Yes.
Okay? Because when you're going in one way and you leaving the same way, hello, America. You got to think about that. Because when we enter into God's presence, we're, you know, God is the God of change, you know, renewing, you know, and restoration, you know.
Correction.
And hallelujah.
Correction. Yes, and discipline.
It's so true.
I'm still learning and growing and knowing. Okay.
I love it. And I just thank God for the show today. And he is so true to who he says he is.
Yeah.
Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Woo! And he really, really is. Good morning, Miss Josie. How are you? It was so great fellowshipping with you this Sunday. The first Sunday is our First Fruit family at the King's Haven Worship Center. If you want to come in and get a great word, great atmosphere, you can dance, you can take your shoes off, you can do whatever. Freedom.
We're
in the
house.
Come on now. And then afterwards, we go and we sup together.
Yes.
And we really do. We fellowship and we hear the hearts of one another.
Yes.
Witty ideas, great inventions, you know.
Yes.
So, and it's our job as the people of God to be able to pillar one another, especially in the church.
Yes.
Come on now. So we're just encouraging you today. You know, if you're there, even if you haven't, if you have your own church, it's the community. We are the community. We come together, and that's what makes us dunamis.
Yes.
You know, as we stand together in ministry, and then you know how you're in a game and you get in the huddle and you get your orders for the day.
Yes.
That's what that reminds me of when we all come together in churches in unity. And we get our orders, and then when we break, y'all know how you break in the huddle, leave, and everybody get in their designed and designated places.
Yes.
I'm telling you, that's what we do when we run back into our own houses of God. And then the next month, we come back together. And that's how we're going to overtake the world, America.
Yes.
We have to come together and be on one accord and hear what God is saying and love on each other.
And that's how our familia is going to continue to grow and grow and
keep
grow.
Growing and growing and growing.
So this morning, I want to say buenos dias a toda mi familia on Facebook and Reynosa, Mexico, a Isabel from Reynosa. Buenos dias. ¿Cómo están todos? Y le damos gracias a Dios por esta mañana, por su palabra. Y todos estamos creciendo juntos.
Aleluya.
Todos estamos estudiando juntos y todos estamos aprendiendo. Le doy gracias a Dios por cada uno de ustedes. Gracias por su amor y gracias por estar aquí con nosotras. Y que Dios los siga bendiciendo a todos. We love you. I just thank God for everyone that's watching. Thank you.
Thank
Write down the scriptures.
Yes.
Study the scriptures for yourself.
Yes.
Pray for us. And we're praying for
Come
you.
On now.
And remember, we're students. We're all learning and growing.
Yes.
And I thank God for his love.
Woo!
I thank God for each and one of you that's watching. And if y'all need prayer, let us know. Type it in and we'll pray and intercede for y'all. And y'all do it for us, too. And I just thank God for our blog radio listeners.
Yes.
Thank you for your faithfulness. I
yes.
thank God for our student audience.
Woo!
God bless you. I'm
yes.
And for everyone that's watching. And God is good.
Yes,
my
Lord. Yes.
Thank God for my twin sister
yes.
that has the same heartbeat of Christ Jesus.
Amen.
And we all, it's iron sharpens
iron.
We all helping one another.
Thank
okay.
You.
We love you. We love you. We love you.
Yes.
Mom, muchos besos. Muchos besos. Gloria a Dios.
Mucho, mucho, mucho.
Gloria a Dios.
So to God be the glory. So we are going to, you know, even when you're in the, this is what's so amazing about when God gives us what he gives us. Because he gives us everything we need, okay? And we all have different assignments. So our topic today is so powerful. Good morning, Dr. Linda Emerson. How are you today? Good morning, Rosalind Williams, our very own licensed massage therapist here at the Mansion Spa, where her business is thriving and growing. So if you're looking for a massage therapist with healing hands, come check out Rosalind's healing touch. She's so amazing. So we thank God for you, Rosalind, today. Thank you for watching and tuning in and being a pillar, even in this hour. So we're so excited about our topic today, Laura.
Yes.
Stay in your grace, America.
Oh, I love it.
Okay?
Yes.
Stay in your grace. You know how we always say it in the natural, stay in your lane. But we're talking to you in the supernatural today, and we want you to stay in your grace. And get in the face of God and find out what your grace to do. Because everybody's not grace to do what you do. And stay in your lane.
Yeah.
Stay in your grace. And if you're not grace to do something, go back and hear what God is saying to you about you. Because what we do, even as people of God, we always want to do what we see everybody else doing. And you're not grace to do that. And then when you get over there in that lane of non-grace, because it's a lane of grace and it's a lane of non-grace.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You better, I know y'all, I hear the speed bump.
Yeah. Boom, boom.
I'm like, I'm out of my lane. We're going to have to get back over here. Good morning, Sherry Brunson of the Brunson Media and the Sherry Brunson Show.
Yes.
I'm so excited to be doing
she's
live.
I know
don't judge
yes.
me. Jesus is still on the throne. And America. These are the Bronson Media shirts.
Yes.
So we are representing Bronson Media today.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. So if you need one of these, get on that SherryBronson.com and get your shirt. Okay?
Yes.
That's what you do. So we just thank God for each and every one of you. But I'm telling you, this is an amazing topic. And listen, we're just trying to help somebody because we put ourselves in a position to be helped every day.
Yes.
In a posture
yes.
of surrender and saying,
yes.
Lord, not my will, but
not
yours.
My will. That's
be done in my life. And a lot of times it don't feel good because
mm-hmm.
we want what we want when we want it.
Yes.
We be acting like skyscraper. We get the whining and want what we want. And
now,
come on now.
Be
yeah.
still.
So when we learn how to do that, y'all know we got some scripture to back that up. So as Laura always says, get your pens and paper, write these few scriptures down, because we just have a few today because we really want to teach on the meat of what God is saying to us today in this season of staying in our grace. So we're going to go to the word of the Lord this morning, Laura, and that's going to be 1 Corinthians, America, 12. 9 through 11. So we're going to slow roll through this because there's so much meat in it. And open up your hearts to hear what God is saying to you today.
And everyone that's watching, thank you for your patience. And y'all know, for you that are new, I read it in Spanish and my twin sister reads it in English.
Yes.
And we want to reach out to the Spanish community and we want to
yes.
reach out to everybody in
yes.
America.
America.
Gloria a Dios.
Yes.
And vamos al libro de Primero Corintios. Capítulo 12, verso 9 al 12. Y la palabra de Dios dice: la palabra de Dios es lumbre, es fuego. God's love letter
is fire.
The Holy Spirit continue to manifest in our hearts. El Espíritu Santo sigue manifestando en nuestros corazones. Y la palabra dice: a otro fe por el mismo. Espíritu. Y hay otro donde de sanidades por el mismo Espíritu.
Come on, man.
A otro el hacer milagros. A otro profecía.
Mm-hmm.
A otro discernimiento de espíritus.
Come on, man.
Y a otros diversos géneros de lengua y a otros interpretaciones de lenguas, pero todas estas cosas las hace uno el mismo Espíritu, repartiendo a cada uno particular con el que quiere, con el que quiere, con el que quiere, porque así como el cuerpo es uno y tiene muchos miembros, pero todos los mismos miembros del cuerpo, siendo muchos, con uno solo cuerpo, así también Cristo.
Hallelujah. So here we go, America, and this is the NIV. I love it the way it breaks it down. This is 1 Corinthians 12, 9 through 11.
I read it to 12.
Oh, that's okay. It's the word of God reads, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the one Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another the ability to distinguish between spirits, and to another various kinds of tongues, and to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these are empowered by and the same Spirit who appoints to each one individually. So, okay, America, y'all know, I hope you've been hearing what God's trying to tell you, because he's going to break it all the way down to the nearest compound, okay? So when he's saying to another, there's faith, and by the same Spirit, to another, gift of healing. So if you are not graced in the gift of healing, why are you over there trying to think, telling people you're healing people? Because none of us are healers. We do it by the gift. See, that's what it's talking about. And the grace that God has given us. Learn to stay in your grace, okay? And to another, the working of miracles. So, you know, some people have miracles in their hands. My sister's a nurse by nature. She was already a healer, even as a little girl. You got to know that. And that's why even as parents, we're talking to the young parents now, even the older ones. You got some children, and you see the gift in them. Our job is to nurture the gift because they don't know. They just kids. So eventually, my sister, I'm just using her as an example. I hope you're okay with this, Rhonda. that when she was younger, she just had that gift in her hand, okay? And she became a nurse. And ultimately, I'm telling you, it's so beautiful when you do what you're called in grace to do. And you have to know that. And when you don't do that, 59 times you will change your career. You'll be the twist in between. You'll be spending money on this school, that school. Ain't nobody asked God nothing. What am I graced to do today, Father? I want to, and even, I was a rebellious one though, okay, when I was younger. I always did hair, always did it, loved it, but I didn't want to do that. Especially when I got older, I remember when I was 17 years old and my dad came to me and he said, well, I think it's time for us to open that beauty shop. That's what he said. They say so long. Okay. And I said, I'm not doing that. I just did the karate on my own destiny. I did. I'm just using myself because, you know, Pastor Ben, I'm just talking about what I'm talking about. But I'm talking about me right now. Okay? I did that. And do you know how many years went by before one day, you know, when we get caught up like that, we become prodigal. We get lost. We want to go our own wayward selves, spin up all the stuff that the parents have laid out for us through God. You know what I'm saying, yeah. Laura? And we go our own little way, then we do those kind of things. We're going to get back to this teaching, but we have a caller. So we're going to take our caller this morning because we don't want y'all hanging up. We want y'all to get in when you fit in. So we want to welcome our caller this morning. So good morning, caller.
Good morning.
Well, is this Mr. Jack?
It's Brother Jack in the flesh, baby.
Brother Jack!
I've been listening to the message. Yeah, you know how I do. I get the whole place going wild. Listen, I want today's message. A very important friend of mine passed away, Joey D'Alessio.
Okay.
If we could pray for him. He died of a massive heart attack. I've been hysterical crying for the last 2 hours. I'm not playing around. It's a dear friend of mine. He died of a heart attack. You know, hopefully he didn't suffer. You know what I mean? It's not like cancer or that, you know.
Amen.
I've been on hold for about, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes. But I've been listening to the message, you know.
Well, we will be definitely praying for him, Mr. Jack, today. And your family,
his
name is family.
Joey D.
Joey D.
Okay,
Edward, do you know him?
Yes, I was here.
He literally, listen, I hear Ed in the background. Ed, this man gave me my union card. I'm a steam fitter.
Okay.
People paid $30,000 for that card. He gave it to me. The man, he's 10 years my eldest. He's what? He died 57, very young. Massive heart attack Friday night, and I've been devastated.
Wow. Well, you be encouraged, Mr. Jack, okay?
Pray for his family, brother. Yes. Comfort and closure
and peace in it as well, okay?
Yeah.
Is there anything else we can pray for you for, Mr. Jack, today?
No, just for Joey Day, that's it.
Just for Joey Day. Okay, we will definitely do that. We will take them to the intercession for your family today, okay? His family
yes,
as well.
Ma'am.
Thank
yes,
you for
ma'am.
Calling,
love
Mr. Jack. We miss you.
Yes.
Thank you. So, God be the glory, sir. Yes, sir? Okay. All right, well, we all want to make sure that we lift up Mr. Jack.
Not just him, but it's Joey Day. Is that it for you?
Joey
D. Him and his family, he transitioned, and he is now in the, you know, face of the Lord. Amen? Because when you're absent from the body, you are in the presence of the Lord. So that's a celebratory time as well. Yeah, so we thank God for that. So good morning, Miss Ty Duvall. How are you today, beautiful lady of the Most High? Jazz is watching on the twofold. Okay? So we thank God for that. So God is so good, you know. And we have missed Mr. Jack. We actually asked where he was over the last couple of weeks. We hadn't talked to him, so he's back.
That's our faithful caller.
Yes.
He's always calling and encouraging us.
Yes, he is. So.
And he's telling others about Jesus.
Yes.
That's what I love
yes.
about him. He's telling everybody about
yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
He might have his struggles just like we all do, But he be telling the whole world about Jesus, and I love that.
Amen. And, you know, we just try to always remember, you know, what God has assigned us to do. You know, we are a blog radio station. That is what we do here. We have our new Mansion Studio sign up. Mansion Media Studio. So if you are looking to have your own show or to come and be a guest co-host on this show, okay, or if you want to have your commercials, or if you want us to advertise on this platform, you let us know. We will definitely do that. And any other things, if you're like Chris, if you're an author, whatever God is calling you to do, God has entrusted us, you know, to be able to pillar you. So that's what this is all about, and we thank God for that. But what we want to do, good morning, Lauren Stevenson. We want to get back to this powerful
yes,
teaching,
yes.
Because God says, stay in your grace. And a lot of people don't know, of course, we stay in the natural, stay in your lane. So we were talking about 1 Corinthians 12:9-11, and the Lord was saying, you know, to others there's the grace of faith, and to some by the Spirit, you know, the same Spirit, another, the gift. You hear that? The gift of healing. You have to know what your gifts, talents, what your faith, and what your grace is. And you got to, the only way to know that is you got to tap into the Spirit, and you got to get in the face of God, and you got to seek Him for your destiny, because that's that Jeremiah 29:11. He has the plans for you, you know, to prosper you. So who don't want to be in the face of the prosperer?
Yes.
I don't know about you, America.
Yes.
Come on,
yes.
Laura Kelly.
Yes.
But, you know, I was just using myself as an illustration. I was graced to do hair. You know, but growing up, you know, I mean, just ridiculous. Who does that? That would be me, okay? And I was like, I'm not doing that. So the 20-something, almost 30 years of my life went just, you know, of course I did great things and I was successful, but it was a deep thing that I was graced to do. You know, and then when I surrendered, one day I woke up and I said, okay, Lord, not my will but yours, and everything you have for me, I want it. I mean, really, you got to want it. You got to want it bad enough to do what I did. See, that was my grace of faith. I tapped into that grace of faith. And what I did, I just said, I surrender. I'm not going back to no more job. I didn't work for nobody from that day to this one. We're sitting here. That was just me, America, because that's my grace. Now, if that's not your grace, do not leave your job. If that's not your grace. So I tapped into that place where God had what He had for me. And I'm telling you, America, every door opens to me. And you know what? And that's why we have to have people that are close to us that really have a heart for our destiny. And I remember my sister saying, hey, sis, you know, you're the face of this company. You're the face of that company. Why don't you be the face of your own company? Why don't you go to school and get the theory of it? Because you have your grace to do it. You have the gift and the talent. And you know what? That's what I did. And every door opened for me. And even like on this media portion with Bronson Media, hey, Marlo, this is what you guys need to be doing. Everybody ain't doing what y'all doing. This is what you need to do. And I didn't want to do it. But once I said, yes, Lord, not my will, but your will for the grace that you have on my life, every door opened. And the transitions are smooth as butter. Right, Laura? It's
wow.
Like you were talking about the other day, how when God assigns something to you, like all the things he called you to do, you don't have to kick against the prick and worry about it. The worry, you know, worry don't come. You know, you don't settle in that place. You know that you know, and God goes before you. The money is there. The finances are there. The pieces, the love, the people are there. And it's effortless.
We're getting ready to go to commercial.
Yeah.
Commercial.
How many minutes? 1 minute. Okay.
Commercial.
Okay. You ready? All right. So let's do that. So which thing do you want to talk about first, Laura?
Let this be a lesson to you that you should not judge a book by its cover. This is a true story. Said I got plenty more work to do. My God ain't finished yet. Plenty more work to do. My God ain't finished. I'm a piece of art, a work in progress. A few flaws that I know my God can solve. So people say that they don't understand me. He's not through with me, no, I'm not ready. You see, I don't mind
going through what I have to go through.
Cause by His stripes,
all the things that made me stronger.
But I know that all that I go through, the glory goes to you. I
been redeemed by grace and mercy. Yeah.
No, this is wrong. I'm trying to move on. I'm better than I was.
Because God ain't through with me.
Is that all right if I'm real with you? Yeah.
Any more work to do?
Yes, it is.
God ain't through
is
with me.
Is they looking at you wrong?
I'm just simply saying that God is not finished with me yet.
Do,
just have a little patience.
Ooh, Lord, you gave me chances.
Time and time again, you did.
I know there is repentance.
Though I know I shouldn't abuse it.
I feel that I've been sentenced.
Even though there is no trial.
But still, you gave me favor.
Over my haters all the while.
You see, I don't mind
going through what I have to go through.
Cause by your shroud.
Stronger.
Lord, I know that all that I go through, the glory goes to you. I've been redeemed by grace and mercy.
Please don't take this wrong.
I'm trying to move on.
I'm better than I was. Cause
God ain't through.
Said it's plenty more, plenty more. Oh,
plenty more work to do. God ain't through.
If they looking at you wrong, you tell them you evolved.
Joey B. So be mindful, America, to pray for that family today as he's transitioned, because he has transitioned and he is in the face and in the presence of the Father. So we thank God for that. So to God be the glory, Lord. So listen, what's on your heart about saying your grace, Laura?
Well, you know, I was getting a lot of I was remembering the first day that I came visit the mansion. Another thing, you come visit the mansion, when you leave, you'll never be the same. And how, you know, my service to God, you know, I love to, everybody knows I love to talk, I love to speak. But see, when I was in the world, all I spoke was curses.
Come on now.
And I would talk about people, and I would put people down, and everything was not of God.
Right.
But I love how, because I had a praying grandmama, how what the enemy intended for God, God will turn around for good. And now I still talk a lot. And it's who I am. It's how God created me. But now I speak the word of God. I speak life for those that are struggling, just like.
We do. We all do.
We all have. Yes. Thank you. Let's keep it real. Let's be transparent. You know? And I thank God for that because I'm learning and growing every day. And the grace also, when we're talking about grace, you know, I've always liked to clean and serve. I love to help and serve. Like, if I go to a church and they're cooking, they're cleaning, whatever, vacuuming, clean the bathroom.
Oh, she do
it. Don't let me see your trash can.
Yeah,
I'm the best of the best when I start cleaning, okay? But that's a gift to me. That's a talent. That's a, I think y'all don't mind when I do it, right?
Oh, no, we don't mind. Come on, man. Take out the trash, girl. Yes.
Some people don't like to. I love to, you know. But I thank God for that gift, and that's I think it's a talent.
It is.
You know, and when I do it, it's not like I'm doing it unto them. It's like I'm doing it unto the Lord. But I love it. It's a passion.
I
do it wherever I go. So I thank God for it. And then I'm learning a lot more, you know, so of things that I didn't know that was within me, you know. So I'm learning a lot. There's so much to learn.
Yeah.
But I'm glad we're slowing down a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm slowing down a little bit,
yeah.
Okay? But I'm going to get there. I'm going to get there, okay? Yeah. Have grace on me.
That's it. That's what it takes.
But anyway, so I just thank God for what he's doing in my life and all the warriors that he has connected me with and his will being done. I just want Abba's Father's will to be done in our life.
Hallelujah.
So I thank God for you.
Well, I thank God for you too, Laura. But it's just so good, though, you know, and like we were talking about earlier, you know, we just try to use ourselves as we talk about,
yeah.
you know, the journey of it. But we got to be mindful because if you don't have the gift, if there are so many men and women of God that have the gift of prophecy, if you don't have that, don't begin a prophesy because that's going to turn you into a prophet lie. That's what that do. You know, and then you're not even in the will of God. And then, I mean, that's what the enemy will try to push people out. Because I was reading somewhere in one of our notes that we had talked about on some shows ago, where the enemy is the one who's will get behind your back and push you into a burnout, you know, and then you'll be in this place, you're stressed out, you know, you don't know what's going on with you, then it's going to attack your body. And then you've got all these issues going on, trying to run to the doctor and sort of looking in the face of the true healer. You know, we get so caught up and because we get out of our grace. We start trying to do what other people are doing, and you're not graced to do that. We start trying to do what other people do, say what other people say. If you're not graced to minister, and we're all ministers of the gospel, so we all don't need a platform. Just go out and each one reach one. Just help somebody.
Yeah.
Buy your soul after Jesus shirt. Don't
yeah.
say nothing. Just let the shirt minister for you.
Yeah.
I mean, just whatever capacity.
Yeah.
You know, you got to know, and that's why, you know, in the natural we say stay in your lane, but really stay in your grace. Because we're graced to do what we're graced to do. I had, you know, some stuff we don't even know, but when we find out, we have to do it with such zeal.
Yes.
You know, and we have to steward those things too. Because if you don't steward your gifts, because, you know, and that's where I'm kind of getting ahead of myself, but it's so important to know, and you know, and we thank God for the gift of the tongues. But if you're not an interpreter, come on now. If you are not an interpreter of the tongues, don't be trying to do that because the enemy is trying to set you up to make a mockery out of you. And the biggest portion is he's trying to make the church a laughing stock. He wants the world to laugh at the church and put their mouth on the church.
Yeah.
And the people of God will say, because we are the church. It's not the building. It's us. We the church. So we have to really gird up in this hour and hear what God is saying to us. Because you know what? The attacks come and they always come through Jesus. Y'all know I always say, look at the devil. The devil did this. Listen, when they come, what are we going to do? Are we going to be what we're called to be, what we're graced to do? Are we going to just stand? Because the word says, after you've done all you can do, just stand.
Yes.
What we do is we want to get our karate out, and I tell America every week, I be wanting to slap people and all that. I don't do that, but that old Marlowe, yeah, she was something else. I'm telling you. You just, you know, we have to get ourselves together. And we have to stay where God is calling us to be in our grace. Hashtag in your lane. So listen, you don't even really know the adversity of what people went through to get what they got. You don't even know. So do you want to go through that stuff? You know? And then you say, well, they got it going over there. Good. I'm going to go over here. I'm going to do what they're doing. No, because you don't know what they went through.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay? I'm telling you.
I want to run. The table right now.
Yeah. So, you don't know what people have went through to attain
yes.
the grace
yes.
or the
yes.
gift or the faith, I'm telling you,
yes.
And the talents, because we have talents as well.
Yes.
So, you know, even each promotion has its own adversity,
yes.
And you have to know that.
Yes.
You know, so that if that's not your portion, America, I'm just trying to help somebody. Because we waste a lot of time, a lot of energy. We sure waste a lot of money doing stuff, investing in stuff that we weren't even supposed to do. So we have to know, because then listen what happened. This is what happened, America. This is reality check. We get mad at the people that's in their grace and that God is propelling. Then we get mad at God. And then we just be out of control. And then we get in a corner, and that's where the spirit of the enemy comes in and rest on you, and that's what depression comes in at, and you get this dark covering over you, and then you get in a room and you don't want to come out, and then the whole world gonna keep going.
Yeah.
It's gonna keep going, right,
yeah.
Laura?
Yeah.
So, you know, and I see that happening to people all the time, so we just want to encourage the world today to sustain your grace, and if you don't know what that is, get in the face of the grace maker.
Yeah.
Okay? And, you know, we're not perfect, so stop trying to be, but in Him we are.
Yes.
In Him we move,
yes.
We breathe.
Yes.
So in Him we stand up in Christ and He stands up in us, and we can perfect those things.
Yes.
We have to know that. So what's on your heart about that, Laura?
Yeah, He perfects us every day. That's true. And it all comes down to intimacy. Intimacy with God, talking
yeah.
to God. When you're mad, when you're happy, when your bills are paid, when your bills are not paid, just
yeah.
love on Him, spend yeah. time with Him. And He's such a good, awesome, powerful, mighty
really
Father that He will supply all your needs.
He does.
And even when there's you know what, where I'm at now, because it's been a process where I'm at. And I thank God for that. When you go into all kinds of stuff, you know, I'm in a place where I don't have to go to everybody, because He gives me that peace.
Yeah.
Where money cannot buy peace.
Come on now.
You know, and only He could give me that peace.
Yeah.
And when I start reading Silas songs, you know, I love reading my songs. You know, I love songs.
Amen.
I just thank Brother David for songs. You know, the book of songs. I love songs. But anyway, that's where I go. Where I'm going through stuff. And then he purchased me. The Holy Spirit purchased me. And then I have peace. And because, you know, when you're going through trials or when you're going through stuff, you know, sometimes hurting people hurt people.
Oh, all the time.
And I want to be careful. Just because I'm going through
mm-hmm.
stuff, I don't want to hurt somebody else. And I know other mighty women of God and people that when they're going through stuff, they encourage me. I'm like, man, this is praising God. I'm still glorifying God. But how do you get there? You got to, I would say, get plugged in somewhere, and when there's like New Wine Empowerment,
yeah.
when there's City Chapel has Bible study on Fridays, Sister Dalit, she loves going, and she's been visiting
yeah.
on Wednesdays, and
yeah.
I mean, we can never learn too much and grow too much because there's so much.
Mm-hmm.
And new revelations every day, and just when we think we know, I'm speaking for me, I know nothing, and I'm learning all the time, but I'm not ashamed, you know, to learn more and more, and I make a lot of mistakes, y'all. I make mistakes all the time. But I don't let that keep me from keep seeking Him and keep learning until I get it. Because once I gravitate to what He's trying to teach me and show me, I'm going to run with
it.
And then be blessed to be a blessing to
that's
help
right.
others.
That's right. That's
and then
right.
that's how God brings us all together. Just like right now. Look at all these mighty warriors here in the audience.
Yes.
Can I show everybody in the audience
Hallelujah.
Right now, y'all? This is all a familia.
Amen.
I just thank God.
Hallelujah.
And we're all learning and growing
Woo, y'all
together.
See that when He is serious. Okay.
So I just thank God, you know.
Hallelujah.
That there's so much love in Christ Jesus.
It is. It is.
And we're all going through something. We all pray for one. I thank God for intercessors.
Yes.
They are interceding for us right now.
Amen.
Intercessors are interceding for us when we do outreach. And if you're not plugged in nowhere, be an intercessor. I mean, pray. There's some people that tell me, Lord, I can't go there, I can't do this, but I'll pray. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Intercede for us.
Hallelujah.
Because I feel the peace of God. And I
Amen.
Know it's all the, I know many intercessors at City Chapel that are interceding for us. And that's very important. There,
that's
Miles.
So true.
So I thank God for that.
Hallelujah.
That
but you know, it's so awesome. You know what I thought about when you talked about that, the intercession people all over the world? Because this is an international
yeah.
show, what we
yeah.
do. Because, see, that's when God was saying that we would do greater things. This
yeah.
is what He was talking about.
Yeah.
Because He knew that the world would keep turning. You know, but we have to know, and so many people, I hear them say, well, you know, I don't do Facebook. Okay, that's fine.
But for the ones that are, make sure you're doing it for the kingdom's sake.
Yes.
You know, and then when those people are scrolling through your page and they just keep scrolling,
yes,
you know, but it can be a great tool.
Yes.
And that's
yes
what we're saying. The radio
yes
and the internet, it can be a great tool.
For the glory
for the,
of Jesus.
Yes, yes.
It's all for the glory of
Jesus
Christ.
He's equipped us. He's
yes
graced some people to create this platform for people
yes
who's, who are graced to do it.
Yes.
And you have to know that. Because Jesus loves everybody the same, America. But here's the deal. But he did not appoint the same to everybody. And you got to know what your assignments are, and you have to execute them, complete them, and then that's how God entrusts you with the more.
Yeah.
You know, he says in his word that those that are rulers over small things, that means diligent, that we are stewarding those things and completing them, then he will make you. He is the maker.
Diligent.
Come on now. Ruler over many. So if you want some more stuff, steward the stuff you got. Okay, if you got a ministry, steward the people, steward the soul, steward the people. But we so busy want most of, you ain't even doing what you're supposed to do with that stuff. It's just like we were talking the other day. If you want a brand new house and you don't clean your apartment, hello. If you ain't cleaning your 2-bedroom or 1-bedroom, how you gonna get a 4-bedroom? And then you got some grass to mow with that. You got some, I'm telling you, it's a lot that go with that.
And then you want people to love on you, but then you're not lovable. Come on now.
Yeah. And you know how you have children, right? One is always easier to love than the other one. But you love them the same.
Yes.
So, see, that's what God is talking about right here. He so loved the world. He, you
yes
know, I'm telling you, but God is so wonderful. And we have to know that. And you got to know about them inner courts and outer courts, too, man. Okay? Because everybody that's in the outer court don't need to be in your inner court.
Oh, my God.
And people that are in your inner court, you better keep them closed. Because they holding you up. You know, and then when they try to help you and pull on your coattail and say, you know what, I don't think you should do that. Then we get mad. Stop answering the phone calls and talking to people. Who does that? And it's just like the man was teaching a few weeks ago. We have to get into this place of spiritual maturity. And we got to get off the milk and make some room for the babies coming in.
Yeah,
really, and we got to eat the meat in which this is the meat of God.
Mm-hmm.
It's the meat, it's the mirror, yes, it's fire, it's everything
woo
you need it to be. You know? Come on, America. So God is so true, and we got to stay in his grace. And that's how we activate our gifts.
Yes.
We activate the gifts, and then we activate our faith even the more. Because
yes
who comes to a mansion with $8? That would be me. The book will be coming soon. Crystal Castillo will be my ghostwriter. To God be the glory. But I'm just trying to help somebody. So you got to be just crazy enough to believe it. You really do. And when you believe it, you can receive it. And you got to go out and get it. Ain't nothing coming to a sleeper but a dream. And you might get a little dream. And it's going to, when you wake up, you're going to be like, was I dreaming or was that? You ain't going to know. But when you get up, you go get it and you come back with it. You know, you got to be diligent and persistent, like Laura said.
Committed.
And committed. Yes,
yes,
consistency is really the key.
Yes.
You got to be, if you're trying to build something, be consistent. You can't build it 2 weeks and say, you know, I'm just tired.
No.
I ain't feeling that. It ain't about a feeling.
Yes.
You got to know that.
Amen.
So just be encouraged, America, as the Lord, because it's not us. We're just the instruments today that the Lord has used and graced us.
Yes.
Amen. To do what we do. You know, and I just thank God for each and every one of you and our studio audience, because I'm telling you, that's where the fire really comes. That's
yes
when the explosion takes place. It's when
yes
we all connect together, we lock arms in the spirit. We don't have to always be in the same, because I'm telling you, I was thinking about Josh Fitch.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, he had he watches our show, and he was all the way on the other side of the world.
Yes.
And he
first
messaged
mail,
Laura on
first,
a message, and he told her, I can't call in because I'm on the other side of the world,
yeah,
but I'm interceding for y'all.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm praying for you because I'm believing in what y'all do.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah, beautiful.
And this
yeah
is a man, and you probably guys look him up. He's on Facebook. His name is Josh Fitch, and he's the one
yeah
that carries the cross across the world.
Yeah.
So
uh-huh
if God, and can't nobody but God connect you with people that are really serious about what God has graced them to do.
Life,
come on now.
Over. You know, what
yeah
God is doing in our lives, the calling, because
yeah
we all have different callings, different places. When we come together in one accord, that's when that,
that's that beautiful.
Boom, boom.
That's explosive.
Spirit,
yeah.
You know?
And you know, we're not all graced to carry the cross. Ma'am, I will be on the outside of the road.
laying down, looking at the cross. Okay. I wouldn't have probably made it out of Pantego with the cross. Okay. Me, I'm just trying to tell y'all, and I'm a pretty physical person, but Jesus already, see, my mind would be Jesus already did that. Okay. That's me. But you got people like Josh who's sold out to carrying the cross.
And he goes to areas like where there's abortion. And he goes outside the clinic.
Mm-hmm.
And he carries the cross and he ministers to people before they're going in or they're coming out. He will be like on the side. And he's touched.
That's
some,
beautiful.
Some
probably
people.
Millions and millions and millions of people.
Mm-hmm.
And that is our clarion call. And when you're in your grace, you'll be able to do that. You know, and it's so, I don't want to use the word easy, but it's smooth.
Yeah.
Life is smooth. And y'all know how smooth butter is? That's how smooth it is.
Yeah.
You know, and your transition. When you go from glory to glory in there.
Yeah.
And you one day you look up and be like, wow.
Yeah.
You know, God is so good. You know.
Yeah.
But you can thank him and wow him in the like Pastor Betty says, as we grow through it. Because a lot of people say, well, I'm going through this. I'm going through that. No, you're growing through it.
Growing.
Yeah, you're growing through.
That's a situation for a message, such as for testimony, okay?
Yeah. So we only got, that's why I told Laura, the Lord didn't give us no more scripture, but that scripture all by itself right there was so meaty, you know, because that's what he says. And in all of this, we're empowered by the one and the same spirit, okay? That's why Josh can be on the other side of the world and he can be interceding for us for the same cause. That's by the spirit. You know, he's going to be on the other side of the world and on the same page, on one accord, because we're empowered by the same spirit. That's what the word says, and who opposes it to each one individually. So you got your own stuff. So that's why the word says we got to work out our own salvation. You know, you can't work it out through nobody else. I can't, Jazz is my daughter, but I can't work it out for her. She's going to have to work it out for herself. Amber's my daughter, but I can't work it out for her. She got to work it out for herself, you know. So our job is to, you know, really represent, be true representative, true ambassador for the kingdom. And when they see you, one day they'll wake up, because the word of God also tells us you train them up in the way.
Yes.
And when they stray, they will. That's a promise.
They will.
They will. And one thing I learned is, children are a gift.
Yes.
They're a gift. And then and then when the trouble comes, because it's coming, America.
It's coming.
You got to give the gift back to the giver.
Exactly.
Okay? You give them back to Jesus. It's a 25 and 30-year-old self.
Let go and let
okay?
go.
And you trust God. And I'm telling you, you got to drop it and walk away. Y'all know we say, drop the mic. You got to drop the mic and walk away and leave them with Jesus and trust God.
You have to.
And then that's the gift of grace, not only that, but the gift of faith, because you believe. Hallelujah. So I just thank God for that, and I pray that this topic has been a blessing to somebody. Because if we could just reach one today, we've been a successful person for the kingdom of God. So we're going to go to Hebrews 11:3 and hear what the Lord is saying, how to teach us how to stay in our grace.
God's love letters,
which is fire.
La palabra de Dios que es lumbre.
Es fuego.
Holy Spirit, continue to manifest in our hearts. Espíritu Santo sigue manifestando en estos corazones. Y en Hebreos 11, capítulo 11, verso 3, la palabra de Dios dice, por la fe entendemos haber sido constituido en el universo. Por la palabra de Dios, modo que lo que se ve fue hecho de lo que no se veía.
Hallelujah. Ooh. The word of the Lord reads, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. So as we, you know, a lot of us, we get in this place, we got to see it before we believe it. What? Then that's not faith. Yes, which means you are a doubter, and you don't even believe, and then you get, and then you want all this stuff. You not even believe. That means that you is betwixt and between. Okay. Yes. So
we understand that there are seasons, times, and ages of life where everything was framed. God framed us. It was just in the womb. He framed us, and he predestined us. He actually knew that I was going to be right here on this long radio show when I was in my mother's womb. And you as well, Lord. You know, and I didn't know. That's why we got to stay in the face of the knower, which that's the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit brings all things back. Stuff we've done and don't remember, he'll bring it back to you. But
and, that's when he had intercessor. That's why he had my grandmama praying for us. And,
yeah.
And then you had family, I'm sure, praying
for
you.
Yeah.
And here we are.
That was before the real movie War Room. Okay? Yes. And that's where we love Kelly Lane, because she started her ministry in a closet.
For six years.
And then look at her now. You know, God is good.
Yes.
So you got to start where you're at.
Yes.
Stop trying to jump over there in that lane. Because you're not grace right there right now, because you got to do some growing up. Because on the way, on the new levels, it's a new devil. Okay? And they're going to throw some roadblocks and clip you on the knee. Y'all know how when you're running. Because I used to play flag football. Footballer wasn't always a guy. I used to play flag football. Got all kind of troubles and wars. Because I was a bad girl. Okay? So, I remember getting clipped one time. And I'm telling you, getting the wind knocked out of you. That's what the devil come to do. He come to knock the wind out of you. But you got to get back up. Dust yourself off and get back in line and get what God has graced you to get. And you have to know that. And if you don't know, spend some time with the Father, the Creator. He created you in his image. And that is really why the devil is mad. That's why he came to them in the garden. Because one thing about it, we are created in God's image. And that's what the enemy wants. Okay, if I can just lie to them and deceive them. About, you know, because they said, God, you ain't going to ever be a God. God just, this is what he was saying. And you got to remember that he was not a serpent when he was doing that. He was still that pretty man. Bling, he wasn't all bling, because when he failed, he lost his life. But he was still pretty. Okay? When he came to Adam and Eve, and he wasn't the serpent. So many times people say, well, you know, it was the devil. Y'all know how Flip Weeks used to say, the devil made me do it. No, you did it on your own. And you want to blame the devil. You just give up all your power. You just give up all your authority. You do. And then you still blame the devil. No.
It's you.
It's you. Okay?
Finally got it.
Yeah, so we got to know that. You got to understand that. Because you got to know what season you're in, too, America. You got to know what season you're in. If you're in the season of just sitting down being still, be in your season.
Yes.
Okay? God will grace you to do it.
Yes.
Okay? To sit down. Because I'm in my be quiet season. Because, you know, the tongue is a two-edged sword. It'll heal or it'll kill. So I'm in the season of keeping it shut. I see the zipper in the supernatural this time. And I'll be wanting to peel the crack of it open. Can I just say that, God? Be like, no. I'm learning and growing and knowing. Okay?
And it's amazing what God will start doing also in your life and your family. Because even my son is where I'm at too. My son is like, Mom, you changed a lot.
So we have something else now.
Come on, we think they need to change. God's like, no, you need to change.
Learning
and growing and knowing.
Yes. So it's the time for our commercial, Jazz. Let's go to commercial because we got some great things we want to talk about that are amazing. And I got to find my notes because I wrote it all down. Okay. So we want to talk about these amazing. Right now, it's just Wednesday.
What the world needs is love. What it really needs is you, Jesus.
Mother's touch, oh, like a band-aid when my fingers hurt, oh, like shelter when the weather's rough, oh, like a wedding band when you're sowing love,
like a flower you burn,
oh Lord, how I need ya, oh Lord, how I need ya.
Oh,
any time, anywhere, I'll be the same. Lord, every second, every hour of the day. Yeah. There is nothing to take your place. Oh, when I think about it, I need you more than all these things that I need thee.
Mothers, fathers, daughters, the sons, the teachers, doctors, police, and even the preachers, Lord. Judges, lawyers, these news reporters, we're so out of order, Lord. I'm down on my knees screaming less of me, cause the world needs more of you. So I say, hey.
Ladies, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. It's called the Jewel of Pantego. The Jewel of Pantego, also known as the Mansions on Park Row. They have everything. Yes, everything. Hairstylists, beauty and skincare specialists, massage therapists, fitness, and even a clothing and bridal boutique that has its own fashion designer and stylist. That's right, at the Mansions on Park Row, you'll find all that you need to look and feel your very best. Located at 2700 West Park Row Drive in Pantego, Texas. Come by and get pampered from head to toe. You've earned it.
My people of God. And we're so excited that we're all doing life in the kingdom. These are powerful people in the kingdom. And one other thing we want to say, Happy Mother's Day, Mother! Yes! Mother's Day is this Sunday, May 12th. So not only our natural mothers, but our spiritual mothers and everybody that pillars us in a way of loving on us and we loving on them, we want to say Happy Mother's Day because your job is for real. Okay.
Do you have any packages for the mansion?
Yes, we do. Thanks, Laura.
Yes. I hope my family's watching. I can use the pedicure.
You can use that. You can use that.
You remember all the cleaning and cooking and everything that I do.
Woo! Yes. Come on now. Go to the mansion.
Husband's to be.
Yes, we got 1 minute. We're going to close this out. But we thank God for y'all. So listen, if you're looking for a Mother's Day package, please go to themansiononparkroad.com and get your package deal. Okay? Thanks, Laura. So we just got the studio audience crunk, y'all. So we want to say thank you to our blog listeners. Remember to pray for Brother Jack's friend, Brother Joey Day D. And we want to make sure that we pillow that family. We want to say thank you to our Facebook family and our studio audience.
Yes, let's come again.
Woo! Yes, to God be the glory. Yes, we thank God for everything and everybody.
Yes.
You know, we're just so excited. And please pray for us as we pray for you. And when that happens, we're going to watch God change things.
Yes.
Because prayer changes things.
Yes.
It really does. And you got to make sure that, you know, when you wake up in the morning, when God puts people on your heart, get in a place and petition for them because that is what we're called to do. It's love on everybody. And we just thank God for you tuning in. And we're going to pray you guys out.
Yes. And I'm going to do a prayer. And Father, we just thank you, God, for your love. Blog Radio people, we thank you for listening, and God bless you, and happy Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Father, I thank you for all my familia around the world, and all the student audience here, and my sister, Pastor Marlo. And Father, I pray that you continue to guide us and lead us and touch our hearts. And I do say happy Mother's Day to all the mothers in the world, and all the mothers that are here. And for those that your mama's in her mansion, like my mama, I pray that God will give you peace that day and love, and knowing that she's in her mansion.
Yeah.
And I miss her so much, but I thank God for my mama. Because I am who I am now, and I have so much for everyone, because and I'm such a giver because my mom was that way, but I know it was that way, but it's all glory to God. So for those that mama's not here and she's in her mansion, I pray God will just once again give you peace, love.
Hallelujah.
And I pray that God will bless all the mothers around the world and with blessings, love, hugs, kisses, and don't take it for granted, y'all. If your mama's alive, don't take it for granted, because life is my favor.
Yes.
And even if she's not some people tell me my mama's mean, my mama, blah, 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 it don't matter. Love on her, because you know what? God puts up with us every day, okay?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we got to, and love is the greatest commandment of all. Love covers a multitude of sins, okay? So I thank God for mamas. I thank God for God Almighty and his love. And I pray that y'all be blessed. And I pray that y'all come visit the mansion. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.